we're about to begin a new sugya. That's the sugya of what one is permitted to do on Chol HaMoed, the tzorach refuah, medical purposes, and what one is not permitted to do. Even though it's theoretically a new sugya, some of the principles we spoke about in the past, in terms of Ochol Nefesh and Tzach HaGuf, are going to come back to repeat themselves in the sugya as well. So the sugya begins with a statement in the Tosefta, the first of the Mamakamos, the Tosefta, Merkotan, Perbeis, Lochir Aleph. The Tosefta says that Mekizim Dam, Lebehema, Lechai, Leofos, the Ein Monin Reform in Abahema, that one is permitted to draw blood for animals on Chol HaMoed. Again, we have to put ourselves back into the mindset of drawing blood. We're drawing blood at one time until fairly recently in medical history. It was considered to be a fairly normal medical treatment. We know that the Gemara speaks about a Kazda Dam very often. So I imagine that if you do a Kazda Dam for a person who's not feeling well, you can do a Kazda Dam for a behemoth not feeling well either. So the Tosefta says one is permitted to do this on Chol HaMoed. Not only is one permitted to do a Kazda Dam, there ain't moan and reform in a behemoth. And we don't refrain from any type of refuah, anything that's mutta for for an animal, anything which is mutzarech refuah, so it's all going to be permissible. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes one step further. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim and Siman Tovkuf on the base of days, kol refuah mutta b'chol hamoed, that all types of refuah are mutta b'chol hamoed. Now the assumption is that if refuah is mutta for animals on chol hamoed, so kavachomer b'menosha kavachomer refuah is mutta for people on chol hamoed. So that's the assumption, the simple pshat in this sugya. There is a little bit of a question about this, that one could perhaps argue that even though this Tosefta sounds this way, that everything is mutter, the Tosefta gives two examples. One is really a prop, one's a cloud. The Tosefta starts with Mekizin Dam Lebehema, which is a specific example, specific illustration of the type of refuah that's mutter. And then the Tosefta makes a more general global statement of Ein Monin Refuah Min HaBehema, which sounds like you're allowed to do just about anything. One could perhaps argue, one could perhaps question that maybe this is not the case. There is a discussion in the Rishonim already as to this issur of the Hakazus Adam, something which would otherwise have been also, that the Tosefta is telling a Chiddush, that Hakazus Adam is Mutar Chol HaMoed. The question is, why would it have been also in the first place? What issur exactly is involved in the bloodletting to begin with that the Brayis has to tell me that it's Mutar? So there is a more than a Chashabas question that we have to, as we've already seen many times, before you pass to the Chol HaMoed Shal, you have to go back to Chazyam, before you come to the Chazyam, you have to go back to the Chashabas. I guess we did things in the right order. We spent 4 years in the Chashabas. We skipped the Chashabas, but we talked about that along the way. We had many Yom Tovim in the last 4 years. And now we're going back to Chol HaMoed. So in order to really appreciate this statement of the Tosefta, that one is permitted to draw blood for an animal on the Chol HaMoed, we have to understand for a minute what issue was involved. And once we understand what potentialist was involved, that will give us some insight as to what exactly the parameters of the Heter are. So let's go out of Chol HaMoed for a moment, back to Chashabas. What is that loch about a Kodesh Adam in general? Why is bloodletting also on Shabbos? What possible malacha is involved in bloodletting? So the answer is pretty simple. It's an issue of Chovel. We know the Gemara tells us in many places that Chovel is also on Shabbos. That's an issue of Yeraisa. To cause any bleeding on Shabbos is prohibited in the Torah. But what's unclear in the Gemara is which malacha precisely it falls under. So the Gemara says many, many times the Chovel is an issue of Yeraisa, but the Gemara never says what malacha it is. So we have to look. We have 39 choices. So what's the answer to that question? So there are three malachim in the Rishonim. We're only going to talk about two right now. There are two basic malachim in the Rishonim. What the Isser of Chovel is all about. Where did this Isser come from in the first place? The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos in several places. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Chovel is subsumed under the malach of Shoychet, or sometimes we use interchangeably the terms Shoychet and Atilas Neshama. The halach is one of the malach is that I'm not allowed to take the life of an animal. Life of a person can do that during the week also. You're not allowed to take the life of an animal on Shabbos. The tilas neshama shaychet. So it comes to Ben Adam and says that when you take the dam out of the animal, you take a dam out of a person, so the pasuk says in Parshas Reiki Adam hu nefesh. So mali nefesh kulo, mali nefesh b'tzos, he says in Ben Adam. That the Torah is machshiv, even the removing of part of the nefesh, Kilu, you remove the entire nefesh, and the emphasis of Eretam, the real malach that you violated, was the malach of Shoychet, the malach of Atilus Neshama. We spoke about this a minute time in the past, in the Hilchos Shabbos Yerim, we mentioned that according to Eretam, that the Yisr is Neshum Atilus Neshama, whether the blood is quote unquote no longer alive, whether the blood is no longer part of the circulatory system, but it's not really Dam or Nefesh anymore, so we had a possibility it should be Mutter. We spoke, remember, about the drawing of the blood out of the umbilical cord. There's a procedure that's done today when a woman gives birth, so she wants to store the umbilical cord for the stem blood, stem cells, so the Shilas can you do that on Shabbos. So we will make the Lahakel because that blood is not really connected anymore. They already tied the cord, it's ready. It's already mafkir the blood for the rest of the system. We thought according to Rebbe Tam it would be mutter. We said at the time that everyone agrees based on other considerations. Right. That's what we thought. That's the Pashas, that this is the application partial on some Tam Mifkir Pocher of Subhastavav. Right. Look at that. But the Rambam had a whole different twist on this Isser of Chol. The Rambam says there's nothing to do with Matilas Hashem. The Rambam doesn't quote Matilas Hashem here. The Rambam says it's an Isser similar to Cholev, Cholvel and Cholev, the same letter, different thing, but the same halacha. Cholev, says the Rambam, when you extract milk from an animal, or from a person for that matter, that's the malach of dosh, of schita. That's like squeezing out a fruit. So says the Rambam, when you cause somebody to bleed, so you're extracting the liquid from the solid, you're pulling out the liquid from the person's body, from the animal's body, that's an issue of dosh, an issue of asparagus, or schita. Those three terms are used interchangeably. That's a very, very different type of an issue, according to the Rambam, than it is according to Rabbi Natan. So my nef kamina, what does that
but
do?
But gisha is only the
gidulei karka. Oh, so that's the Rambam L'shitas holds that animals are called gidulei karka because animals eat, they nourish them from the ground. Tosfos is L'shitas also because Tosfos holds that even cholev is not Rishon Disha because Tosfos says that ein disha al gidulei karka. So Tosfos.
That human being is not gidulei
karka. Oh, so Rambam holds people are also gidulei karka. They also eat from the ground. Their basic nutrition comes from the ground. That's also called gidulei karka. So a couple of them, we have Machlekes, Tanamim, and Rebbeinu Tam, what the nature of the Yisr of Chovel is, which Malacha does it fall on, the question, who cares? Let us come in. At the end of the day, it's also Midaraisa on Shabbos, and at the end of the day, it sounds like it's Mutar Chomoyt, so why do we care so much what the nature of the Yisr is? Lachor, there's a tremendous difference. And going back to Lachor Shabbos, what would that Lachor be if a person didn't make his Dam on Shabbos? A person bloodlet, again, in the old days, so what was the purpose of bloodletting? Assuming it wasn't Bikoch Nefesh, so a person didn't feel well, a little fever, whatever it was, they go to the bloodletter, you know, to the barber pole, and he goes to the bloodletter, and he stick a finger and pull out some blood. Sure. What did they do with the blood that they took out? They threw it to the garbage. Is that an Isidir Isa? Is that not an Isidir Isa? When I remove the blood, but yet I'm not going to use the blood for anything, is that prohibited in the Torah?
Wouldn't it depend on
two guys? Oh, so Chor, that's going to depend on the Machlokes Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Echronim write, that according to the Rambam who holds, that the malacha of chovel is basically like extracting milk, or basically like squeezing out grape juice from the grape. So we know there's a cloud that it has to be malacha tzrich legufa. So malacha tzrich legufa means that I'm extracting the grape juice in order to drink the grape juice, or I'm extracting the milk in order to drink the milk. If I'm extracting the blood because I want to use the blood, okay, I want to do a blood test of the blood, so I want to hold on to the blood. The Gemara uses the example, you extract the blood to feed it to your dogs. Okay, we'll leave that out for now. But for our purposes, in the 21st century, you're extracting the blood to use it for a test. So that would be called the lachat shrich legufa. But if you're extracting the blood just to discard it, just to make the person feel better, right, through the process of bloodletting, that's a classic malacha she'enet shrich legufa, and that would not be an isidira isa. Now, it happens to be a little bit of a quirk that the Rambam happens to hold malacha she'enet shrich legufa is chayav min haTorah. So the Rambam personally would hold that akaz zadam is the araisa, but that's really tangential to our discussion. If you hold that the Isser of Chovel is rooted in Schida, is rooted in Dosh, so then if you don't need the results, you don't need the blood, that's called the Malach HaShem Tzrich HaLegufa, which, putting aside the Rambam's personal Shita, would only be Midirabbanan. According to Rabbi Natan, so the Rambam personally would hold that because of Adam is the Araisa only because he has the Das Yachid that Malach HaShem Tzrich HaLegufa is Chayav. But if you hold like all the other Rishonim that Malach HaShem Tzrich HaLegufa is Potter,
Stein would hold it with the Yasser?
We were on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, everyone agrees you can't talk about Adam and Shabbos. I'm just trying to figure out. We're getting to Cholman.
But it doesn't make a difference whether it's Dash from a Dern and Shema.
No, so that's what we're going to get to in a second. So again, if you hold that it's based on Dosh, so then obviously, just as if you squeeze grapes, to use the grape juice, that's an issur d'oraisa. If you squeeze out the juice, because you want to eat the grapes, and the grapes taste better without the juice, the more so you want it, I don't know, the grape, whatever you want to do with it. So that's called melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. However, if you hold like Rabbein Tam, if you squeeze out the grapes and you don't want the juice, that's called melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. So, according to Rabbein Tam, though, l'chora everything changes. According to Rabbein Tam, what's the purpose of chovel? The purpose is not rooted in the dam. The purpose is in the netila shavo. It's the hotzos hadam, that's also. It's the shchita, it's the netilas the shama, that's also. So as long as I want to remove the blood from the animal, from the person, that's called v'wachat tzricha l'gufa. It's not a function of the cheps of the dam. It's the netila sadam that has to be defined as l'gufa. So when it comes to kodesh sadam, I want to remove the blood, because it says in my blood letters manual that removing X amount of blood is going to make the person feel good. It doesn't matter that I use the blood or don't use the blood. It's the Yitzias Adam, that's Tzricha L'Gufa. That's exactly what I'm trying to accomplish. That's what I am accomplishing. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it turns out that HaKadosh Adam is a Melocha Tzricha L'Gufa, strange that may sound, and it would be also Mida Araisa and Shamas. So now that we have this Machlokes Rabbi Shonim, what is our view on bloodletting in general, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, is it the Araisa or is it the Rabbanan? Now we have to go back to the Tosefta. So the Tosefta says, Makizin Dam Lebehema, that you're allowed to bloodlet an animal on Cholamoy. In Gevaldik Chiddush, are we dealing with the Araisa? Are we dealing with the Rabbanan in the first place? According to the Rambam, or those who would follow the Shittas Rambam, that bloodletting is not really the Araisa, because it's a Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa, so the Tosefta didn't really tell us all that much. All the Tosefta told us is something which is anyway only in Isha D'Rabbanon, on Chalamoy, it's okay. On Chalamoy is Mishkefelach. Is there any statement in the Tosefta that Malach is the Araisa, Amutta, Litzorach, Refuas, Behemam? There is no such statement. There's no indication that Tosefta, the only case that Tosefta could give was Mekizin Dam, Behemam, Chayal, Ophos, that you're allowed to bloodlet. You're allowed to bloodlet on the Chalamoid, and that example itself was a prototype of an Issa D'Rabbanan, not an Issa D'Araisa. So how do you know? Where does it say that this after that Malachas D'Araisa are going to be Mutter?
According to that folks, then the Ein
Monin. Oh, so the Ein Monin Reform in Abahema, maybe either of a similar nature, right, possibly. Or we'll see in a moment, may have a little different connotation. So according to the Rambam, and a cousin Saddam, again, when I say the Rambam, I mean those who hold. Right. According to the Rambam Shita within a cousin Saddam, that a cousin Saddam is basically Midirabana because it's a Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa, then the Tosefta is not saying all that much. The Tosefta is saying, he served the Rabbanan for a Fuah Mutar Chalabai. Good, okay, that's also nice to hear, but it's not telling us what we really wanted to hear. It's not taking a stand on the more basic question, are we not to everything with Tzricha L'Fuah outright? However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosefta is saying a lot. According to Rabbeinu Tam, HaKadosh Adam is the prototype of a D'Araisa, and the Tosefta is saying even that's mutter. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it turns out a little bit of a chumra kula, because Rabbeinu Tam is so machmer in Hilchos HaKadosh Adam, therefore he turns out to be very, very makel in Hilchos Cholamoy. According to the Rambam, who's very makel in Hilchos HaKadosh Adam, he ends up stuck being very machmer in Hilchos Cholamoy. So the chumra, that's how the first half of the Tosefta has to be read. The question is, what about the second half of the Tosefta? The Ein Monin Reform in Abahema? One could argue that the phrase Ein Monin Reform in Abahema may be referring to something totally different. We know, we already learned this with Shabbos, there's an Isser Midrabanon of taking medicine on every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. Why does the Chachamim make such an Isser? The Gzeir Mishum Shchika Samamonim, that we're afraid. But if you take medicine, in the old days, the medicine was usually prepared. You went to your backyard, you ground up some herbs. So that's an Isra of Tochein, a Shav, an Isra of Tochein. So therefore the Chachamim made a Gezerah, but you shouldn't take any medicine, any liquid medicine, any solid medicine, any cream, anything. You shouldn't take anything Gezerah Mishum, Shechikas Amamonim. So Shechikas, Shechakta Meladek. So maybe one can argue that a monin refuah min abehema means that we don't hold back from giving medicine to an animal on Shabbos. The word refuah here doesn't mean that we don't we don't hold that from doing procedures to the animal. Doesn't mean we both do surgery in the animal. Doesn't say. Maybe Einon Refuah, the word Refuah means like Trufot, means medicines rather than actions which would involve Malachos. If that's the case, that Einon Refuah and Behema means that we give the animals all kind of medicines that they need on Chol HaMoed, then we're right back where we started from, that the Tosefta is only talking about their abundance, because the issue of giving medicines in the first place is not a Mitzvah. That's a Gezerah Otu Shchikas HaMamonim. So maybe we can have a whole new reading of the Tosefta. So we started off the Tosefta 15 minutes ago, and we got all excited. The Tosefta, the first time it comes, says, Makiz and Dav, Mechel L'chali Ovis. You're allowed to do HaKadosh Saddam for animals on Chol HaMoed. Sounds like it's a Mitzvah Deraisa, HaKadosh Saddam, and the Tosefta is being Matri Vishum Deraisa. And just in case we misunderstood the first case of the Tosefta, the Tosefta goes on and says, "Ein moni refuah min habehema," and you're allowed to do any kind of refuah, no matter if you take it to the vet, you can do a surgery, you can do an MRI, you can do anything you want to do with this animal. Everything's mutter refuah on Chol HaMoed. That's how we thought the Tosefta meant. 15 minutes later, we just chiseled down both halves of the Tosefta. That Mekiz and Dam Lehem L'chayim Yopas means, well, HaKadosh Adam is only the Rabbanim anyway, even on Shabbos, because of Rabbi Tam, it's Malach Shetzik L'Gufa. And ain't on the refumon refumon. That means, by the way, you're allowed to give your animals its vitamins or something. You give them its Tylenol, animal Tylenol on Chol HaMoed. Don't worry about it. But to do a procedure, to go do some malachas yaraisa, absolutely out of the question. There's no statement in the Tosefta that that's mutter. Well, what's that? We thought the Tosefta was telling us a gevaldik akula. Turns out maybe the Tosefta is not telling us anything. So comes Tosfos in the fourth of the Mamakamas, and Tosfos says, in my cut Yuram and Bays, Tosa says they know refuah behema, the refuah the behema sheyesh la malocha ma'ire. So says Tosfos, that which we just try to chisel away at the Tosefta with the breaks at the Tosefta and said that amon and refuah min habehema just means you're allowed to give the animal its Tylenol, but it doesn't mean you're allowed to do an actual malocha. So says Tosfos, they don't think that pshat is correct. Why? Says Tosfos, the refuah that the Tosefta is talking about must be referring to malocha. Of our refuah she'ein ba is a malacha, ragzeir mishum shchikas hamamonim, afilu b'shabes ikeman d'shari. Says Tosfos, there is no way in the world to learn pshat in the Tosefta that says that you're allowed to give refuah to the animals of Chol HaMoed as referring to only taking medicine. Why? Because it's mutter for it, to give your animals medicine even on Shabbos. Why is that mutter? What happened to Gezeirah Bishum Shchikas HaMamonim? So the Gemara has a machlekes HaTanoi about this, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, that from Gilma Beis, it says, quotes, the Yisr Gezeirah Shchikas HaMamonim was only made for people, wasn't made for animals altogether, even on Shabbos. Why? Very simple. What's the Gezeirah? The Gezeirah is, I'm feeling so miserable, I have such a terrible headache, that I'm going to get so concerned that I have to do something to make myself feel better. I'm going to go and do Shchikas HaMamonim. I'm going to forget it Shabbos. I'm going to be so tarud. I'm going to go and chop up medicine, and I'm going to violate Mitzvah of Tochis. If my animal doesn't feel well, no, I don't get so tarud. I'm not so close to my animal. The animal doesn't feel well. Wait till after Shabbos till we take care of the animal. So there's less of a reason to be concerned of Shchikas HaMamonim when it comes to animals than it is to people. So it turns out interesting flip in Ulcha Shabbos. I'm not allowed to take a Tylenol on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to give my animal. I give my dog. I don't know if they I'm allowed to give the dog the Tylenol on Shabbos, because the whole Gezeir Shabbos never applied to animals in the first place. So says Tosfos, if the Isser of taking medicine never applied to animals, even on Shabbos, so obviously when the Tosefta says a mona reform and a behema on Chol HaMoed, he can't be talking about taking medicine. That would be an absurd statement. That would be a superfluous statement. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter. Of course, it's mutter Chol HaMoed. So obviously, when the Tosefta said Eimon Refuah, that means those actions which are involved in Malachas, those things which would be Aser on Shabbos, Nikra Din, on Chol HaMoed, guess what? They're going to be mutter. So when all the dust settles, Tosfos has now saved the Tosefta for us. Tosfos has now told us that our original pshat of the Tosefta was correct. We have to go back to the first Imam comes for the third time. And the Tosefta says, Mekiz and Dam Lehem L'chayli Yopas. You're allowed to draw blood for animals on Chol HaMoed. Is that itself an Issur D'oraisa Rabbanan? Unclear. But the Tosefta says, don't take us wrong, says the Tosefta. There ain't money in reform in a behema. You're allowed to do anything. Whatever you want is mutter. You're allowed to do Rabbanan, you're allowed to do D'oraisa. And don't tell me a story that a mona reform means you can give medicine to your animals. A shkayach, medicine to your animals, you can do that in Shabbos also. So if the Tosefta says you can give medicine to animals on Chol HaMoed, that would be an unnecessary statement. It must be that the Tosefta meant you can do whatever you want for your animals. So when all the dust settles, the halacha is pretty clear, at least the way Tosfos is presenting it, that we should not be misled by everything I said for the last 15 minutes. The end of the day, even though you could have drained the Nakar Saddam, and you could have drained the Mother Behema, but the end of the day, the halacha is omedes, that you're allowed to take care of your animals on Cholamoid, but Tzarech Refuah is Mutter on Cholamoid. Everything goes B'Mokom Refuah. And going back to what we said at the very beginning of this year, if it's mutter b'makom refuah for animals, it's inconceivable that it would be also for people. People are going to be more gal than animals. So l'chora, whatever is mutter for animals, which we just finished saying is HaKadosh Adam and all the refuahs, everything is mutter for animals. L'chora, everything is going to be mutter for people as well. However, the question becomes why? Where did this have to come from? You know, we've been learning Hichos Chol HaMoed already for a couple of weeks. So the starting point in Hichos Chol HaMoed is that it's not everything's also in Chol HaMoed. You have to prove that it's mutter. You have to find some pre-existing halachic category. Why should we mutter? So we've already seen some of those categories. Davar Aved and Tzarchei Aguf and Tzarchei Yom sometimes, Tzarchei Rabin. You have to find the category why it's mutter, and then we can discuss it being mutter. But the starting point is that it's also, and according to Ben Rishonim, the starting point is it's also midaraisa. We spoke to Erichos about the machlokes of Rishonim where the Chol HaMoed is deraisa, the Rabbanon. So what's the heter? So Naniach, the Tais is right, Naniach that we pass in, that all malachas, everything in their eyes is a mutter for Tzarech Refu of the Hamas, as well as for Tzarech Refu as a people, Kavachomer, where does it come from? So comes the Ritva in the fifth of the Mam Kamas, the Ritva in my Katan Daf Yudam and Vey says, Meshkel Dava with the Hamas, when the Gemara speaks about drawing blood based on the Teshefta, says the Ritva, Perush, Yipnei Shehu Dover Ha'avei. Says the Ritva, you want to know why it's mutter? It's mutter because it's called Dover Aved. That's why it's mutter. If you don't take care of the animal may die, the animal may get worse, the condition may worsen. So therefore it's mutter mishum Dover Aved. That's the heter, says the Ritva.
So we're not limiting it again.
Oh, okay, we're going to get it in a second. So this is the way the Ritva understood Pshat in the Gemara. Now again, Dover Aved, we spoke a little bit about in the past, need not be a vade dover of it. It doesn't mean the animal's for sure going to die. For sure the condition's going to worsen. Even a suffering dover of it, we said, was mutter. The Ritva himself had said this, that remember the Ritva said that why is dover of it mutter on Chol HaMoed? Because basically dover of it is a form of tzarech hayom. Says the Ritva in my Katan that if you don't take care of your dvar ma'avudim, you're going to be miserable on Chol HaMoed. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be upset on Chol HaMoed. That's going to shtar your simchus yomtiv. So the Ritva says that the halacha is machshav, that psychological tzarech, as a tzarech hayom. So we said that based on that Ritva, we can understand why the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham say, that even a suffik davar of it is mutter. We don't say suffik deraisa l'chumran, the suffik davar of it, because even the suffik, the person is agitated. So since l'maisa, the heter of davar of it, is not so much the davar of it shiva, it's not the hefsed mamun that's matir, but it's the psychological, anguish that's matir. So if I'm a super, I have this $5,000 cow, and I'm afraid it may die, condition may worse, if I don't get it to the vet now, and I'm going to be agitated about this, so that would be mutter, so that's a subcategory of the regular klal of davar of it. That's the way the Ritva presents the sugya.
What if the veterinarian tells you that the aim is definitely not the sakana?
It means if nothing's going to happen if the situation is not going to worsen, then you can't do anything.
He would not be allowed to give a refuah unless...
That's what it sounds like, unless some kind of suffering, something's going to happen. Either die or get worse, or...
At the people.
Oh, we're going to get to people. We're getting to people. So Lechora, according to the Ritva, the Dover of it is the Matthew when it comes to the refuah of behemoths, Lechora, we could carry that over to people as well. So here also a person, also sometimes has to go to the doctor, Mishum Dover of it. Now it need not be, let's say, a life-threatening situation, but it could be something that his condition is going to worsen. So if condition is going to worsen, that's also a shtickle dover of it. I'm going to lose something. If I go to the doctor now, so the person has, I don't know, place. He has bronchitis. So if he goes to the doctor now, so the put him in antibiotics will get better. If he doesn't go to the doctor now, so he'll end up getting pneumonia, and then he'll be much worse. It could be even if it's not going to be pikuach nefesh, but sometimes it is pneumonia pikuach nefesh. But even if it's not going to be pikuach nefesh, that's going to be a worse condition. Instead of being sick for a week, he's going to be sick for 3 weeks. That's also called a davar avid. So the Ritva goes with the root of davar avid. The question is, can we go a slightly different route, at least in the realm of refuah of behemos? So this goes back to what we spoke about in the past, about what's the status of other tzarchei haguf on Chol HaMoed. So if you remember, we had mentioned the Ritva, where the Ritva said in Ma'ikatan that for the purposes of Ochol Nefesh, which is really our last sugya, so I put the sugya right immediately after the last sugya. See, for us it wasn't fair, we had a 3-week break, but we did the shiurim in the summer last summer, so the next day we learned the sugya, everything is still fresh. So if you remember, we learned there's a yisod that the Ritva presents for us in Maseches Ma'akatan, that the halach is that Ochol Nefesh is basically an absolute hefker on Chol HaMoed. We mentioned that it goes even way beyond the scope of the regular din of Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov, even those things that would have been also on Yom Tov, on Mutter and Chol HaMoed. Moshe is allowed to go to his backyard and pluck an apple off, even though that would be also on Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed, that's Mutter. So the Ritva said that not only is Ochol Nefesh proper Mutter, but any Tzorche HaGuf are also subsumed under the heter of Ochol Nefesh, and the Ritva went even a third step. The Ritva says not only is Ochol Nefesh Mutter and Chol HaMoed, not only is Tzorche HaGuf Mutter and Chol HaMoed, even Yipui HaGuf is Mutter and Chol HaMoed, even those things which are not critical to the person's survival, physical survival, but they make him look nicer. So the Ritva says that's also called Ochol Nefesh, that's also called Tzorche HaGuf on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva brought a raya from the Tikkuni HaNoshim. The Mishnah says that women are allowed to do all kind of makeups and perfumes, they're allowed to prepare all their stuff, whatever they need on Chol HaMoed. So the Ritva says, even though sometimes there may be malachas, there are ice involved, what's the heter? Says the Ritva, that's called Ochol Nefesh. Ochol Nefesh, Tzorche HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, it's all the same thing. Yipui HaGuf, it's all the same. That's why the Ritva said, that's why Me'ikir HaDin, it should have been mutter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, like the Mishnah says, that really Me'ikir HaDin, getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed, is not a malach on Chol HaMoed, it's also for a totally different reason, Shlo Yikonis the regular Kshu Menuvel, because you're afraid if you get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then you won't get one from before Yom Tov, but in terms of because malach, there's nothing wrong with it, because it's
Yipur. Shaving should be different than a haircut, though.
No, shaving and haircut are both examples of things which should have been mutter because of Yipur HaGuf.
Shaving should be excluded. Shaving is more like makeup and Yipui HaGuf, because people do it kol yom.
No, so that was Rabbi Shiskul, that's right, that's what we spoke about in the past.
It's not Hagamot.
No, it's not Hagamot, it is.
And makeup they also didn't prepare, and makeup was a much more difficult application than in today's time also. You couldn't go out and buy anything, everything was handmade. But the shaving is the
Yipur,
it's mamish like putting up, you know.
No, 100%. So Yipur, so mitam alocha tetagomor. The only problem is, as a new gezerah de rabbanon, kosh leikonis the regular kshu menuvel. So the question is, did they make that gezerah even on a person who shaves every day? That was the Ramosha. That was the whole.
I mean, it was interesting. Ramosha's last words, even in his tshuva, he's like, you know, he gets both sides.
Right. But the whole discussion about shaving is only around the gezerah. It's not around malocha. Malocha is never a shayla because malocha is Yipur HaGuf. You know, mamish get a haircut mitam malocha and chalam. Okay, so we mentioned this yisod of the Ritva, and it could be.
Oh, sorry, I apologize, but shelo yikonis nefesh menuvel. But that's the hachana to the yontif. What I'm saying is, there's another aspect, which is the yipui HaGuf, like makeup is. There's two tzadim of shaving. One is preparing to go and shelo yikonis nefesh menuvel, and the other one is just to make yourself nice every single day.
No, so that's the shayla. See, the problem was, this man Chazal, nobody shaved every day. We had beards. So we don't know whether Chazal asked shaving in a situation where people would shave every day. We don't know. That's the problem. That's where the ambiguity is.
Chazal didn't shave. They cut their beard the same way they cut their
right. Beard. Right. So we don't know. So we don't. Chazal speak about Eim Magalchem b'Moed, Eim Magalchem b'Moed, but we don't know what the modern day equivalent of that is. That's the shout. That's what all the machlokes is about. To get back to the story, so we had a whole yisod from the Ritva that anything that's done with Tzorach HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, everything is all subsumed under Ochol Nefesh. If that's the case, then maybe we can give a different twist to why Malachas Refuah should be Mutter. Maybe Malachas Refuah, at least for people, should be Mutter, not because of the Dover of it. We're not to come on the Dover of it. They're Mutter because of Ochol Nefesh. Because that's considered to be like the equivalent of Ochol Nefesh, of eating, of Yipri HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, etc. Because I want to feel better. My throat hurts. I'm going to the doctor, do a strep test, and I need an antibiotic. So that'll make me feel better. So that's called Ochol Nefesh. Maybe that should be the reason why it's Mutter. Nothing to do with Dover of it. However, if you remember, we said that not everybody agrees to that Ritva. We pointed out at the time that we think it's a machlokes of Rishonim. Is that really true that other Tzorche HaGuf really is the halacha equivalent of Ochol Nefesh? We thought at the time that that's not really a Chol HaMoed shayla, it's really much more of a Yom Tov shayla. Remember, we spoke about the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, the Mishnah in Beitza, in the Chof Aleph Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, Beshamei Omrim, V'yochem Adam Chamin L'Raglov, Ella Imkein Ru'in L'Shtia, that a person is not permitted to heat up water to wash his feet on Yom Tov, unless he can use that water for drinking, and the Tosfos quotes in the Shaman, he actually does drink from the water. He drinks, he heats up an urn for tea, and a little bit of water is left over, so he uses to wash his feet. But just to heat up water to wash your feet on Yom Tov, that would be also according to Bisham, right? Well, Beisilo Matirin, and Beisilo say that it's okay. So it's unclear why Beisilo says that it's Mutar. Why? What's the nature of the Hetzer according to Beisilo? So there appears to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. So the Ran, now in the 8th of the Ramakom, it's not written out, the Ran in Beis Yud Aleph says that the reason why Beisilo holds that it's Mutar is Mitoch Shehutra Bishol Etzorech Hutranah Mishalol Etzorech. That just as Beis Hillel permit you to push a baby carriage on Yom Tov, because the Gemara in Beis Hadafid Beis says, just as you're allowed to carry for food, you're allowed to carry for other needs as well. Not that carrying the baby carriage is called Eichel Nefesh. It's not Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means food. The only thing is, there's a special quirk in Uchaz Yom Tov, there's a hetter in Uchaz Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel. Any malacha that's sometimes mutter for food is mutter for other needs as well. But not that we're equating other needs with food. So the Ran says, this is Beis Shammai and Beis Elushitoso. Beis Shammai and Dafid Beis, and Beis says, you're not allowed to carry a baby on Yom Tov. That would be an issue of the Araisa, to carry a lulav, a shofar, a machzer, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, you're only allowed to carry food. And Beis Hillel, well, matter, mi terchshut, rotzol, tzorch, utinam, shalot, tzorch. So says the Ran, that machloik is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in the first breath of Beis, about carrying, it's Elushitoso, in the second breath of Beis, about heating up water for other needs besides food. However, the Rambam, in Hilchas Yom Tov, writes that the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to heat up water on Yom Tov is because that's called Eichel Nefesh. The Rambam says the Feirish, that's called Eichel Nefesh, even though you're not going to drink it. The Rambam had an all-encompassing and expansive view of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means even if you're not ingesting it, it's not going into your mouth, it's enhancing your goof, that's also called Eichel Nefesh. So this machlaik is the Rambam and the Ran in Hilchas Yom Tov. Do we make the jump that other tzrachim are called Eichel Nefesh or not? That's the question. Do we limit the term Eichel Nefesh to food, or do we say Eichel Nefesh means any other physical need? That machlokes Islam in Iran is now going to spill over to Chos Chol HaMoed. So we have a din that you're allowed to do medicine, you're allowed to do all kind of medical procedures for people for sure on Chol HaMoed, no question about it. Not for animals, you can do it, come home for people. What's the hetter for people? Do we say the hetter for people is just plain old Dover Oven, like the Ritva said? Just as hetter for animals is Dover Oven, the hetter for people is only Dover Oven? Or do we say no? When it comes to people, we have another hetter, and maybe even a better hetter, maybe even a more expansive hetter, hetter of Tzarchei Aguf, of Eichel Nefesh. So it could be that Shiloh, what's the nature of the hetter of going to the doctor and getting medicine, all kinds of different procedures done in Chol HaMoed, may very well boil down to the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ran in Hilchos Yom Tov. Is there a category, is there an equation called Tzarchei Aguf equals Eichel Nefesh or not? My nafkamin, it's mutter anyway to go to the doctor. We're going to see, hopefully next week we'll see. This machlokes have shown him why medical procedures are mutter Chol HaMoed is going to make all the difference in the world. Because according to some Rishonim, they may be very, very limited in scope. When the davar of it, yes, and when not. According to the Rambam, they may be all encompassing. I'll see you next week, the practical details of all this.
Can we just say that he's supposed to have some questions, correct?